Sirius Satellite Radio is bullish on Howard Stern. The shock jock has just been given stock options valued at nearly $83 million, thanks to the booming number of subscribers for the satellite service. But as NPR's David Folkenflik reports, profits at Sirius remain elusive.
Flick through Sirius Satellite Radio's offerings, and you can hear almost anything.
On the third and one, when he was unblocked and had him 4 yards in the backfield, and they threw a 37-yard touchdown play.
So I'm probably still drunk. Because, you know, it's my birthday. I was partying like a rock star, man.
The captain showed he sold old McDonald's, so it's no
way. It is our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
And then came that last voice, Howard Stern. On old fashioned terrestrial radio, Stern spent decades attacking the boundaries of taste and of federal broadcast law. Sirius gave Stern a deal worth $500 million in cash and incentives to walk away from FM radio and to revive its own flagging fortunes.
Sirius was probably on a short lifeline, but once Howard Stern came along, it made it at least a two-horse race within the satellite radio part of the world.
That's James Goss, senior investment analyst for Barrington Research Associates in Chicago. Rival satellite provider XM had a big lead, thanks to its early deals with auto manufacturers to install its receivers into new cars.
Sirius stole the thunder a lot last year with Howard Stern, and XM has been struggling somewhat to catch up.
XM still has a slightly larger subscriber base, but more than 6 million people now pay for Sirius, and that's a huge increase. When Sirius announced it was hiring Stern back in 2005, there were just 700,000 Sirius subscribers. Mark Fratrick is a senior vice president for BIA Financial Network, a media consulting company. He notes that neither XM nor Sirius is profitable yet, and Fratrick gives this warning.
I think that the growth will slow down noticeably.
Fratrick says people just aren't as willing to pay for satellite radio as they are for cable and satellite TV, in part because there are other ways to get new sound.
There are just so many choices already available from alternative sources, predominantly over the radio station, as well as CDs and iPods and other audio sources.
Meanwhile, the stock for both companies has tanked. Sirius's shares have lost nearly half their value in a year. But Paul Blalock, senior vice president for investor affairs at Sirius, says the company is well on its way to profitability. He gave an interview to NPR but refused to be recorded. Even so, his boss, Sirius CEO Mel Karmazin, has publicly mused about the benefits of merging with XM to hold down costs. A spokesman for XM did not return a call seeking comment. David Folkenflik, NPR News.